Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We knew that year Calgary was a good team and they had finished ahead of us in the standings. And so we had to open the first two games in Calgary. And we didn't play particularly well in game one. And we were losing 3-1. And I think Mass got a big goal and Yuri Curry scored a couple goals. I remember reading Bob Johnson's quotes in the paper the next day that he said, "I don't even know how we lost because we were definitely the better team." And I remember thinking, yeah, they probably were. And so before that game, we were all sitting there. And obviously by that point in time, we'd experienced a lot of playoff drama. And we just knew that game two, if we would win game two, that we'd be in a really good position. So that's when our team really... from being at Stanley Cup champions, similar to what Tampa Bay did to Toronto, that game two, we just knew exactly what we had to do to overcome our not such a great effort of game one. And then we won game two and kind of sailed through there. But, yeah, it was probably one of my favorite goals I ever scored and probably the most meaningful one, because if you come back 1-1, anything can happen in a series. And come home 2-0 up obviously was a positive.
That is Wayne from the Edmonton operation. Wayne Gretzky joining us. Bob Stauffer with you on Oilers Now, brought to you by Digitex. Digitex.ca is Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office technology and software. The last thing that Wayne Gretzky did as a member of the Edmonton Oilers on the ice in the Saddle Dome was blow one over the shoulder of Mike Vernon.
That was
the last time he ever did anything against the Flames as an Oiler in the Saddle Dome. Mark Spector, where were you?
I wasn't at the game. I was watching on TV. I was 2 years into my tenure at the Edmonton Journal. I was covering the home games, but I didn't get to travel yet because I was just a pup reporter.
Thursday night hockey, Confederation. Okay. We're sitting in the dressing room. Mark Messier took a penalty. I used all seven of the words in that room that George Carlin said you couldn't say on TV. I'm like, Messier, come on, man. And then we had a little transistor radio. And a couple of the guys that were skating with us, bad bodies, by the way. This is before I got fat. A couple of those guys later were members of the Edmonton Investors Group with Cal Nichols.
Oh, yeah.
Anyhow, Gretzky scores the goal, and there's a bunch of partially nude men drinking beer in the dressing room, high-fiving one another, jumping around.
Yeah.
Because
Rod Phillips on the call.
Rod Phillips, and to think that, and I was in 88, to think 20 years later I'd be doing color with him. How crazy.
Yeah, call the game yourself. So
it was awesome, right? Like, if you're an Edmonton kid, that is as, in terms of the Battle of Alberta, I think for Oilers fans, and I'm going to throw it out there, and you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Ashley Fine Floors, get the new floors you've always wanted. 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, open Monday to Saturday. A reminder, the River Cree Resort Casino hotline is 780-496-0063. The River Cree Resort Casino, excitement, bet on it. Mark Spector, Sportsnet spec for the horses and horse racing in Alberta. Live thoroughbred racing at Century Mile Racetrack, Fridays and Saturdays. More info at thehorses.com. All right, you wrote the book. Is that the most definitive moment for you? Listeners, you can tell us as well. Text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line.
Yeah, it's hard to, if you had to just pick one goal out of all the Battle of Alberta's that's the most famous goal scored, it would be the Steve Smith goal, right?
I think that
people around the world of hockey would be able to spot and go, oh, yeah, that was a... But you know what? There was so much going on. I get this question all the time. What was the best moment of the Battle of Alberta? Oh, my God. You got an hour. I remember Tikkanen's goal winning 91. Banked it in off of, went off the hip of Frank Musil.
You're right.
Musil and past Vernon.
Flames were up 3-0 in that game.
They were. They Oilers got a late goal in the first from center ice by Tikkanen. That was his hat trick.
Different
goal.
Area code, yeah.
You just talk about the Gretzky goal. That was a huge goal. I'm not saying it wasn't, but it was only game two, right? It was only game two. Like, the Flames could well have come back in that series. They didn't. They got swept. You know, the Smith goal, it was a big goal. It was an unfortunate goal, but that was the kind of stuff you got in that series.
All right. Man. So 83, the Oilers crushed the Flames. They won in five games. I think they scored 9 and scored 10 in two of the games in that series. Like, they just lit Calgary up.
Yeah.
So that one wasn't really close. In 84, Oilers were up 3-1. Flames hung Paul Reinhardt. I talked with Paul Coffey. He was incredible in that series, and there were some nervous Nellies in Edmonton after.
Well, no kidding.
You're up 3-1 in the series, but Edmonton wins. 86. Were the Flames better than Edmonton in that series, Speck?
Yeah, they were for sure.
Were
for sure. They won. They let. First of all, the last regular season game between the two teams, the Flames lit Edmonton up. Like, it was like 7-2 or something.
It was more than that. It was 9-2.
They crushed them. And Glenn Addison
might have been 9-4.
Years later, you know what? We should have taken some hints from that. We should have spent a little more time focusing on how and why and what they did to beat us that badly at the end of the regular season. And in the playoffs, listen, you go tell Lanny McDonald that the Flames won that series on a C. Smith goal. You better have some time, because he's going to tell you that they were up 1-0 in that series. They were up 2-1 in that series. They were up 3-2 in that series, and they won it 4-3. It wasn't all the Steve Smith goal. Calgary controlled that series from the outset. Edmonton chased it the whole way. Calgary was the better team. And in the end, Steve, what was the time on that goal?
There was
like 13 minutes left, 12
there
minutes
was,
left.
There was 11 or 12 minutes
Edmonton
left.
Edmonton had all kinds of time to go out and get the tying goal, and Calgary didn't let them. So you got to give them their due. They played five series. Calgary only won one of them.
9-3.
Right. Calgary only won one.
April 4th, they beat the Oilers 9-3. That was the Oilers had, I'm just trying to recall, because that game got out of hand as well. There was lots of.
I'd say to you.
Look at
a million penalties.
All right. Yeah. So Semenko was still with them in 85, 86. Because Sammy tuned Tim Hunter up in game four in Calgary in the playoffs as well. Yeah, the Oilers had a line of McClellan, Semenko, and McSorley.
Oh.
That was their line. So they just brawled them all game in the third period of that 9-3 game. And the Flames scored. Flames had a real good power play, too. People forget
that.
Because they had Suter and McInnes ripping them from the point.
The cool thing about the whole deal was, like, and I'll make it short, Edmonton gets in the NHL at 79. Calgary comes from line in 80. Calgary looks at Edmonton. Edmonton's got all these young studs, Gretzky, Curry, Messier, Coffey, Fear. Calgary goes, oh, my God, we're never catching these guys in the draft. We can't do it. So they got Al Coates. They got Bob Johnson. Right? They got Bob Murray. They go the NCAA route, and they bring in McCowan, and they bring in Neuendijk, and they bring in Joel Otto, and they bring in Neil Sheehy, and they bring in a whole bunch of guys who are already older. Not the draft, not 18-year-olds, right? These are older, wiser, smarter players. And that's how they tried to catch up and indefinitely, finally did in 86. They caught the Oilers through smart strategy. They knew that if we pick 18-year-olds, we're never catching these guys. And they were the first team with a bunch of college guys. I think Kerry Wilson was a college guy. And you know what? I remember Messier telling me one time, he says, Ali needed Fraser, and we needed the Flames.
Yeah, 240 penalty minutes that game at the end of the year. And 8 power play goals. Flames had 5 in the 9-3 game. So there you go. That was it. All right. So we can see the Oilers were better in 83. 84, they went in 7. 86, the Flames went in
7.
The Flames were favored in the 87-88 series. The Oilers swept them. Remember Marty Spearin, what's his face?
Mike Bullard.
Mike Bullard got him right. Well, you know where he got him.
Yep.
And he got
claimed amnesia afterwards.
Yeah, he got hit from behind
on
the boards.
Couldn't remember that it happened.
Yeah. Marty.
You know what happened was McSorley got absolutely drilled by somebody.
Railroaded from behind.
Just got crushed.
Which was a fine hit in 1988.
Whatever. He gets crushed. He's skating back to his bench like he's half concussed. He's not sure what's going on. And Mike Bullard hops over for a change, minding his own business. And he happened to be in the railroad tracks, and McSorley just speared him right in the groin for pretty much no reason at all. Took him off on a stretcher. That's what they did back then. What a hoot.
All that said, the 1991 series, the Flames won the Cup in 89. Yep. The Oilers won the Cup in 90.
Yeah.
I maintain to this day that was actually the toughest, nastiest series of the five battles of Alberta.
Could be.
It was
Edmonton didn't have the trump card either. Gretzky was gone.
Right. It was, and Messier was hurt. People forget that.
Messier was
really injured in that series. It was rollerball on ice.
Yeah, it was good.
There was stuff that, you know, CC was calling the games, and you had Dave Brown. I was working with Darren Titian back in at that time, and, you know, starting a lawnmower. That was his line, Dave Brown on Jim Kite.
That was Fleury going up against the Twin Towers of Smith and Bookaboo.
Yeah.
And, you know, poor Fleury. I mean, no one ever says those words together, poor Fleury. I get it. But he took a licking from those two big guys.
There's a lot of people that are socially left that are big fans of Fleury.
We didn't have the internet back then, Bob. Oilers fans hated Fleury for organic reasons back then because he wore the Red Sea and he was a little you-know-what to play against and a good player.
Who you thoroughly admired, like he was a hard-nosed
good player. How many guys got drafted in the years after, Bob? Short, little, tiny guys. And people said, why would you draft a little guy? And they would say, he plays kind of like Fleury, right?
Yeah.
And how many of those guys actually played like Fleury?
Maybe none. He was a ballsy little.
Maybe none.
You know, you hated him if you're against him and loved him on your team.
Oh, yeah.
That series, though, Mark, like the Oilers were up 3-1, and the Flames won game five, and then they won game six in overtime on the Messier turnover, and Fleury did the mad dash. And
all over the
That's the goal they show in Calgary the most. They don't show, I mean, I've been in that building, you know, literally.
That's the goal they show. Sure.
They didn't even win a series. Well, the Oilers came back and...
Eric Francis was writing that today that, you know, it's funny. For all the kids who don't really know the Battle of Alberta, they're too old, you know, too young for it, a lot of those kids probably think that Calgary did win that series down in Calgary because all you ever see is Fleury celebrating. Well, it was game six he was celebrating, not game seven.
What I remember is Esa taking in the Oilers down 3-0. He scores from a different area code to make it 3-1.
Yeah.
They end up winning the game in over. The Oilers were up 4-3. Flames got a late game tire, 4-4, and then Tikkanen scores in overtime.
Goofy goal.
But what I remember is Mark Messier couldn't even walk off the bench.
Yep.
I was like, oh, there's no way they're moving on after this. Like, he's...
Wasn't Glenn Sather, he cheered for his team and then immediately gave a hand gesture to the fans.
No, that was in 88.
Oh, that was in 88.
After the Gretzky goal.
You get fined for that stuff today. Back then it was like...
That was the Trudeau salute.
The Trudeau salute to those Calgary fans. Remember you had a thing going with... There's some guys right behind the bench that were always on slots back then. And he was giving it as good as he got. Those were the good old days, baby.
It's not like he ripped the tongue out of the mascot.
Harvey the Hound, yeah.
I mean, actually, Oiler coaches
and old Harvey
former Oilers coaches have had... I mean, Donnie Jackson beat up Sir Slapshot once, did he not?
Yeah, he did.
You know what? I've always said Sir Slapshot...
He deserved it.
He had it coming to him.
He had it coming.
You know, Mark, we have gone 47 minutes here so far. We haven't talked about the fact that, you know, part of the reason that Chris Cuthbert and Craig Simpson are coming out west to do this series is because for the sixth consecutive year, the Toronto Maple Leafs have not advanced out of the first round of the playoffs. Mark, they haven't won a playoff series since Austin Matthews was six.
Yeah, since 14.
Is it
'04.
Is it possible... to have some empathy for Maple Leafs Nation right now. We'll discuss that when we come back in Oilers Now. It is the Battle of Alberta coming up. Sportsnet spec Mark Spector wrote the definitive book called The Battle of Alberta. He now gets to write another chapter or two on the series. It is currently 1:21 in Edmonton. Spec is here for the Horses and Horse Racing Alberta Live Racing Century Mile. Fridays and Saturdays. For more information, visit thehorses.com. We'll tell you Japanese Village, hoping to serve you to any one of their five Edmonton and area locations featuring Alberta's own Brent Lake Wagyu. Visit jvedmonton.ca. Most of the experts have picked Calgary, finished ahead of Edmonton in the regular season, as the favorites in this series. I think that's fair. We're going to hear from Brad Treliving, GM of the Flames, coming up. Edmonton wins the series if they do what, Mark?
Edmonton wins a series if they can. They're going to need some depth scoring. Like, I really like them, and I don't know what they're doing these days with it. Is it going to be Fogle, McLeod, and Cassian? I like that line when they ran it. Put it that way.
Yeah, right now, right
there's
now,
only kind of two of those
if
guys.
If they go 11-7, Fogle's not playing.
So you kind of, when you go 11-7, I want to say, Bob, I want my answer to be they need some depth scoring. They need those bottom six lines to kick one in every couple games. But when you go 11-7, stuff's so mixed up and the lines are so crazy, I'm not sure that that works that way. You know, so if you go 11-7, do you become dependent on your top six just piling goals in all the time? Well, if there's ever been a team that can look at their top six and say, I think we can score enough with these guys, and maybe we don't need help, might be the Oilers.
Yeah, well, and again, McDavid is going to play a significant factor in that. I mean, it was one of the greatest first rounds that we've seen in a long time in the National Hockey
League. How about this? Let me add this. Sorry to interrupt you. The one depth guy that can score that hasn't is Jesse Puljujärvi. Yeah. Right? Yeah. There's a guy. I'm trying to get to, Bob, I'm trying to get to a guy that no one's looking at before this series to score and have a bunch of offense. I want a guy like Jesse to be at the end of the series got three goals or two goals even, right?
Well, he has historically played well against Calgary.
Yes,
he scored some goals against the Flames. It's been a little bit cold. I didn't mind game six and game seven for him in limited minutes. And he was playing left wing. He wasn't playing the right wing. For me, Nugent, because of the injury to Draisaitl, we know Leon's going to play through it, but Nugent Hopkins becomes more important as a result. He needs to have a good series here for the Oilers.
Well, he was great in six and seven.
Yeah.
You know what? Nuge's been around here a long time. He's a veteran. If you're telling me we're going to look at 93 and lean on him and say we need a ton out of you this series, I think he should be very well equipped, Bob, to deliver.
All right. Which series besides the Oilers and the Flames playoff series?
I thought we were talking about the Leafs.
We are. Okay. Which series did you watch the most other than Edmonton and Calgary? Because you said you watched every game of Calgary-Dallas, as did I.
Yeah. They were on the off night, so I watched that one a lot, and then I watched always a lot of Toronto-Tampa because they were on the same night as Edmonton.
Do you have some? So the Maple Leafs, I believe, now have dropped to 0-10 in closeout situations over the last 6 years. Maybe it's 0-9. I thought somewhere
6 years.
Yeah, they've had because they've been up 3-1 in series.
Oh,
so they
I see.
Dropped,
okay.
Like I'm included. They had a chance to close out Columbus. They had two.
They're up 3-1 on Montreal.
3-1 on Montreal. They're up 3-2 on Tampa. Yeah.
Call it 0-10. Sure.
Whatever it is. Right. 6 years they've not advanced at a first round of the playoffs. To me, this year's loss against Tampa was different. They played, first of all, they played a higher caliber team with a championship chin. I have some empathy for the fans in Leafs Nation. What about you?
Well, you're asking me two questions. Do I empathize for the fans? Absolutely. I mean, those people bleed the colors, just like every one of our listeners bleeds the blue and orange, man. Like, don't ever tell me. You can not like the Leafs, and you can say what you want about Toronto. I have my own laughs at them, too, the organization that analytics, you know, invented. But don't ever tell me that Leafs Nation aren't great fans.
They're great fans.
Oh, my God, they live and breathe and bleed the game. So, yeah, I feel awful for those people. They deserve better. I mean, come on. Doesn't the coin ever land on the other side for these people? Like, they lose every year, Bob. You know, so, yeah. The team, I mean, you know, you're telling me this year's different because they played a team with a chin. When do you grow up yourself and get a chin? How many times you got to lose before you figure out how to win? I mean, the Maple Leafs have had every... You're telling me, I don't like the draw because we got Tampa. Well, how about when you got fourth-place Montreal or when you got Columbus, who has never beaten anybody except for you, right? How about when you got way up on the Boston Bruins that couldn't handle that lead? Like, you know, don't ask me what the solution is. I don't know who you change or what you change, but don't keep looking at this thing and going, oh, just one more year. We're getting better. They're not getting better. Maybe they're getting worse because Marner's a year older. Matthews is a year older. Riley's a year older. They're supposed to be better than this, and they're not.
I think what rankles a lot of fans here in oil country is the pontification of some, not all. It's actually a very small percentage of the Toronto-based media. Oh, you guys out in Edmonton, you better watch it with McDavid as he signs an 8-year deal. Or Zach Hyman, he just went from an organization that can't get out of the first round and signed with an organization. You know, Sid Sexeiro, there was a guy that took a lot of whacks at Edmonton. And hey, we all know the Oilers have had their trials and tribulations along, but... You know, when your own house isn't necessarily 100, when you're worshiping at the
It's a pretty glass house out there.
Right?
It's a glass house.
Like, I have, you know, there's a guy I know, his name's Josh Marshall, okay? He's got this thing, the Two Mutts podcast, okay? He's got a clue as to what he's talking about. And he's totally, unabashedly a Maple Leafs fan. And it sucks for guys like that. But you know, he's also not a guy that's sitting there saying, "Oh, you guys better watch it, or McDavid and Draisaitl are going to be gone, and screw Edmonton, and you didn't deserve him in the first place." There is a degree. There's even been guys at Sportsnet that have made some comments,
sure,
fairly relatively low-ranking on-air personalities. I'm like, how about you shut up and maybe spend more than a year, you know, a year in the business before you're shooting your mouth off.
So what are you getting at here?
I'm getting at is I have empathy for the fans. I think Toronto played pretty well, but for some of those guys that like to cast stones at other cities and look at places like Edmonton like an outpost, there might have been a part of me deep in the recesses of my head that said, "Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?" And for the record, I think Austin Matthews will sign another deal in Toronto all days back.
Well, maybe. You know what?
They're not changing the GM or the head coach.
That's what they said today. They're not changing the GM or the head coach. I just, you know, I guess I just question like the faith that they have in a machine that produces a great regular season team that can't get over the top. And it's a complex question, you know. It's and let's face it, the Edmonton Oilers are a couple of bad periods away from us having the same conversation about them right now. You know, the Calgary Flames. I mean, how many chances did Dallas have to win that series in that overtime? Oh, my goodness, at least four that didn't go in. We could be having that conversation about Calgary. But, you know, we're having it about the Leafs. They lost by one, and they found a new way to lose again, Bob.
Mark, final word to you in final two words.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking Calgary. How many games does it go?
Oh, I would say that it's going to go, I don't know, let's say seven.
Okay.
Game seven in the Saddledome.
Okay. There you go.
What about you?
Two words would have been seven games.
You know you can't keep
this. This show is called Oilers Now.
Who are you picking? How many games?
I said the Edmonton Oilers in six.
Okay. Oilers in six.
Upset special. There you have it.
All right. Let's do it.
Mark, join us Friday.
Be there.
That is Mark Spector, Sportsnet spec, off to a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell, back with Brad Treliving, general manager of the Calgary Flames.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.